Bon Shalom gave him a parasha of Pesach Sheni. In the parasha of Pesach Sheni, pasuk there says, Al Matzah Samurayim Yechluhu Kachol Chukas HaPesach Yasu. What's the bottom? They're upset that they didn't bring up the Korban Pesach. It needs a matzah simcha. They need to eat in matzah simara. Kachol chukas a pesach yaso. It's not the same matzah. At the end of the day, it's a pesach sheni. Why is the Torah making it out, trying to make it as similar as possible to the in terms of matzah simara? It's mamish. Here, the pasuk is trying to say you should feel mamish that you brought out the pesach rish. That seems like what the pasuk is trying to say. What's the word? It's a Pesach Sheni. Everyone knows the Pesach Rishon was a Magvaltig Amaymet. Mishnah is Psochim. So many people and Shtuparai. Union and Halal and going out and Trikutzes. Pesach Sheni was naturally more of a Nebechtika Matzev. I mean, a few Eden of Tomei Lenefesh. Tomei, Derech Rechoika, whatever. Come. Shamazum and Aminion. No, Kachol Chukas HaPesach Yaseh. You have to do with the Toikav as if it's the Pesach Rishon. Al Matzah Zmer, just like the Pesach Rishon is Al Matzah Zmer Miyachlu, Pesach Sheni is Al Matzah Zmer Miyachlu. What's the word? There's also Rashi. Also your test. Ve'etnes ha-Levim nesunim la'ar nabonav mitoich b'nei Yisrael. So I'm giving the Levim, I've chosen the Levim, I've taken the Levim out of Bnei Yisrael, chosen them, giving them to Aaron. Lava des avodas Bnei Yisrael, but moed lechaba Bnei Yisrael, negev Bnei Yisrael, negev geshes Bnei Yisrael al kodesh. Basically, the pasuk is saying that the Bnei Yisrael is taking the Levim out. Ekechas Levim, tachas bechor b'Bnei Yisrael, they're chosen out of Klal Yisrael. So the whole pasuk is talking about Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi says, Chamisha pa manelam Bnei Yisrael, mekazel adich, v'basim shenichpulu az koresim, v'mikra echad kemina chamisha chamshatoyim. The pasuk is talking about the ma'ala salavim, and the pasuk is bringing out the ma'ala that Klal Yisrael is connected to Chamisha Chamisha Torah. You're writing about the levim now. Focus on the levim. You take them out. That noise on Aaron HaKohen, chosen, Shevet Levi, very gishmak. Say, when Shalom Schutcha, you chose Shevet Levi. About the Yidnu, you have a ma'ala in the pasuk of the levim, in the pasuk of the ma'ala of the levim. You have to bring out the ma'ala of Klal Yisrael. The vote is the Sefer Bamidbar. From the beginning, the Sefer Bamidbar begins with counting Klal Yisrael, and then goes to the Dgolim, right? Counts Klal Yisrael, goes to the Dgolim. What were the Dgolim? So Chazal say that the Klal Yisrael saw the Malachim. Hashem came down. When Malachi Tzvok, so the Malachim saw the Yisrael saw the Dgolim. And they were Mekana, Kilo, they had the taiva to have the Golem like the Malachim. Malachi Asher saw the Golem, they also wanted the Golem. And so Sosema says, well, what did they see over there? What they saw over there is that by the Malachim, everybody's got his tafkid. And everybody is created for his tafkid. And everybody's got his tafkid. Michal is not trying to take away from Gavriel. Gavriel is not trying to take away from Michal. Nishta Ez, Mevi Aim, and Ez Veiniger, he's not more and he's not less. Everyone's got that. Everyone's standing in their Mokim. Everyone was standing in their Mokim. And that's what Bnei Yisrael was with Misafir. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael to say that to Golem. And to say that to Golem, you have to realize this is your Mokim. Ein lecha adam she'en le'mokim. This is your Mokim, this is your Mokim, this is your Mokim, this is your Mokim. Everybody's got their Mokim. That's what the Golem told Klal Yisrael. In other words, a person has to, like Rav Zisha said, when he goes up to Shemayim, they're not going to ask him why it wasn't, why wasn't Rav Naaman left. They're going to ask him why it wasn't Zisha. Every person's got his tough kid. And every person knows his misyonis. Every person knows what his ma'ilas are, what his chesroinis are. And since every person is different, so naturally, one person can't overlook on the other one and say, why is he learning more, me learning less? And other person's got to do what he can. But this guy's got different misyonis. This one's got different misyonis. Everyone's got their, and because he's got more misyonis to learn, so Ribbono Shel Olam expects less of him. And whatever he does learn already is nechshav much more. Everybody's got his zach. That's why it's Suis Roish. When you count in Klal Yisrael, you've got to count the heads. Why? Because nobody has the same heads. Nobody has the same faces. Chazal say, Kashem Shein parts of fame, lo yimid. If you count the head, it means that you're showing that every Yid is his own zach. So the made of the counting Kalal Yisrael and Takin Bamidbar goes together with the Seidat Golem, because both are bringing out that Nakuda that every Yid is Ein Patsu Feim Doinim, because the faces don't look alike, so therefore every Yid has to realize that he's God, because his face is not alike, so his Avoid is also not alike. A face is like a Chaponim, Chaponim is like a Pnim, so every Yid's got different Tchunas on Nefesh, different Tchunas on Pnimius. You can't look over the other one and say Kinesof and Tav HaChochem is only pshat is that to give yourself a push, but not you can learn from other people's good middos, but not why am I not him and why is he not me. Tiferet Shlomo says Ezoch Osha Smech V'Chelke means Avodas Hashem as well. You have to be Smech V'Chelke where you are. The other one's got a richer shveg, he's got no alpanos, he's got a much more yeshiva das to learn, he learns more, he learns more than you. Say, when Shlomo learns more, if he doesn't learn as much, he gets klep. Every person's got his ach. That's the sefer of Bamidbar. It's the sefer of Bamidbar. Even within Klal Yisrael, there's different kufas, different doyrus, every doyrus got a different avoida. So maybe that's the case. That's about what's going on over here. Also, the Baalus Chasaneiros, a person's echad amar and echad amar and bat shechav de belashemayim, and mul pnei amenayra yirushiv asaneiros. Chasam Soyve says, amayaskin aaron melamed lagish shvachas aaron shlishino. That when he lit menayra, he saw so many giluim. He had such a sogus that his own avoda became so insignificant to him that what's his avoda worth? He saw the grace of Giluim. Never supposed to know. He asked in R. He did his. I can do what I can do. Sometimes you see the avoda of a grace of tzaddik. Some people come out of seeing that avoda of a grace of tzaddik. Ah, I have a chizuk now. I have to do within my zach what I could do. I have to improve myself. Look how he prepares for mitzvah. Another person comes out and says, no, as a tzaddik, look at his avoda. Look at Shmoneh Esrei. My avoda shouldn't go on the shvet. Because there could be another boss of Adam who's avoiders like that, so my avoid is gone in Shvet. That's kol kula yitzhar. That's not why you go to a tzaddik. You're not supposed to go to a tzaddik, come out with pach nefesh. You're supposed to go to a tzaddik to warm yourself up, to do whatever you can do with your koichas. But you are you and he is he. There's no competition between you and that tzaddik. Yaskin Aaron, he took 10 months. I'm doing mine. It's not the greatest, it's not the dos, it's not the yes. I'm doing mine. So that's why about the same thing by the Yisrael and the Levim over. The Levim were chosen, the Levim were special. Who knows what the Yid gonna say? Shine. So if the Levim were chosen, they're the Emstika of them. What's been Shevet Dan, Shevet Asif Kolamachnes, what's already me? So in the parasha of the Levim, in the parasha of being Megala, the Maila of the Levim, the Bunch bring the Maila of Klal Yisrael. He's not less. I chose the Levim, so I gave them those tchunas. I chose them. So finished. It's the same thing in this week's parasha with the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. There's a Pesach Rishon, Gevaltig, Moed HaKamayimet, and then there's a Pesach Sheni, Nebuch. So the Rebbe Shlom, don't Nebuch me. Your tome, your dech rechoika, it was an unfortunate circumstance. Asta Pesach Sheni. I want you, when you makrev your Pesach Sheni, you must imagine as if you're standing now being Makayim, the mitzvah Memloye, because I gave you a Pesach Sheni. So in my eyes, your Pesach Sheni Memloye is kechol chukas a Pesach Yasoise. Al matzah smurim yechlu. I'm not going to make a nebuchadik a Pesach Sheni out of your Pesach Sheni. I'm going to show you that your Pesach Sheni is a Pesach Rishon. It's a Pesach Rishon in your Dalet Iyar. There's a Pesach Rishon and Yudalit Nisan, and there's a Pesach Rishon and Yudalit. That's how you must look at it. You mustn't look at it shine. A person can think, okay, the Rosh Hashanah threw me, it's a Pesach Sheni. That's not the way to look at it. That's not the way to look at anything. A person's got to look at it, whatever I can do, and whatever I can do in my matzav now, it's as if it's the greatest thing in the world. It's the same as the Tzadik HaDor's Avoida. My Avoida now, what's necessary for me to do, I'm doing it with all my koichas, is that the same Avoida as the Tzadik HaDor. There's another Indian in this parasha, and that's the Asafsof Hashem, his Avu Taiva. He started complaining. So the Loshon of his Avu Taiva. Okay, in this parasha, Svasema says that also Mori Dikavod. Svasema says, what's the Russian Hiss Abu Taiva? Says the Emma says that they were Kokulei Porish from these Taivas. They thought that they wanted to work on themselves to have a Taiva in order that they should work on the Taivas, a little Chabarain, an extra Avoider. According to what we're saying, it's Gewaltig how it fits into the parasha. What are you looking for, Yenna's Avoider? So Sedor Bal Taivas in Klal Yisrael, don't worry. Sedor mentioned. There's people in Klal Yisrael who have to fight with Taivas the ganze Zeit. Sichtig mishoy is Yenna's Taivas, and don't look for other people's Taivas, don't look for other people's Yetzirahs. If you're fortunate not to have if you're fortunate to not have this Yetzirah, so Baruch Hashem, you don't have Yetzirah, you have another Avodah. But don't always try to overlook, look in something else and say, oh, Efshah, I can have this one, Efshah, I can do better. The other thing, you don't have the Taiva for this now, Ashrecha. Ashrecha. So you're supposed to get to greater heights, you'll be able to get to greater heights. All the same types of misgivings. Don't look at Yenna. Don't look. Pesach Sheni Yid shouldn't look at the Pesach Rishon Yid. The Ugihit Yid shouldn't look at the Taiva Yid. Everybody has to do their Chelik. And that's Mamish. And that's Mamish. We've discussed this many times. That's the whole din, like Reb Zisha said, in Din Shemayim, we have to say, why are you not you? So that's Atim Nitzom Ayyum Kulchem, Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Zekneichem. Why weren't you a proper Shoeb Amecha? Why weren't you a proper Choyte Vitzecha? Why were you looking the whole time at Rosheichem? Is Neshkoch Protest, you became the Shoeb Amecha? Do you know how many Yidin you can be Mechaya, bring them Kaltavasa, Fandavanen? You know how many Yidin you can be Mechaya by chopping wood for them, warming up the shul? Yenna's giving the shir, and you're preparing the wood. Seder, you got tzchah, he's got tzchah. Chepinish with Yenna's avoider. Don't chep it with Yenna's avoider. It's a very big yisod in life to be a semech v'chelkoi. That's very much you see over here in this week's parasha.